Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
I spent a lot of time talking about downtown Pittsburgh and cleaning it up. One of my boys sent me this video from downtown yesterday, and I want you to listen to this. This is what disgusts me. This is what needs to be addressed before Pittsburgh thrives. Listen to this.
I'm down here by the Obama Charter School, and I happen to see this. Someone crapped on the wall and put a sign that says Trump Dump in the middle of the pile of crap sitting on the sidewalk. Absolutely amazing what you see downtown here. But this is right at the Obama Charter School on 9th. And only in Pittsburgh.
I wish it was only in Pittsburgh. Big Dave, there's so many things about this that are offensive, right? Right?
Oh, it's disgusting. I mean, the fact that someone would back up against a school building and defecate on the wall. But what's even more disturbing is someone had a toothpick and had a little sign made and stuck it in this pile of feces.
Wow.
And the funny part of this is not the first time I've seen this downtown. It happened up on Smithfield Street, too. I sent you a picture, probably 6 months ago of the same thing. But the idea that kids line up to get into school and go right past this.
What are the signs?
And no one cleans it up.
What do the little signs say?
Trump Dump.
Oh, jeez.
I was doing a service call down that way, and I just happened to walk up the sidewalk, and I seen it. I sent you a picture,
and
then I did a video. I said, "It's amazing. I just can't believe it. You know, we're supposed to be trying to clean up the town,
Wow. And
this is what we have." I mean, I've literally had a homeless woman urinate directly in front of my van while I was sitting in it.
Oh, where downtown?
Downtown. She just literally pulled her pants down, squatted in front of my van, relieved herself, pulled her pants up, and walked away. And I was just absolutely amazed that this is what goes on downtown.
This is from yesterday,
and it's
too.
All over.
Right?
Oh, that was just, yeah, that was just yesterday.
Wow. And it's right in front of a school, and so kids see this.
Oh, kids line up to get into the school and go right past it.
Oh, God.
I mean, when I was there, I watched the kids line up to go, you know, they had come out of the school and they were all in that area, and then they lined up and went back into the school. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
So some moron with a bowel issue crapped their pants on the ground and on a wall and then made a sign and stuck Trump's name in it, right?
Yep.
Jesus.
And the same thing happened up on Smithfield Street, too. It's like somebody, I don't know if someone's walking around and doing this on purpose or what the agenda is, but to have, and it looks like the sign was like a pre-made thing.
Oh, wow. Mass produced.
It was mass produced and it was on like a regular toothpick. And just to even put your hands down into it,
put the toothpick in
is just disgusting.
But you also make another point that it hasn't been cleaned up.
Oh, no. I mean, they were out there shoveling the walk, but they just left that go.
What? Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. The maintenance guy was out there shoveling the walk because we had that little burst of snow yesterday.
Wow.
But they let it sit there.
And specifically, where is it again?
If you're right on 9th, it's probably 15, 20 feet up from the main doors of the Obama Charter School.
That's unbelievable to me. Right in the heart of town.
Yes.
And you've seen this before.
Oh, yeah. It happened up on Smithfield Street in a doorway of the pharmacy that used to be up there. And same thing, same little sign. So, I mean, it's not like this is a first time occurrence that I've seen this happen. And that's what shop owners have to deal with.
No, I agree. It's disgusting. It's so gross. What's bizarre is that someone would have the small-minded thought process to do this, would hate Trump this much, and then the city would not immediately try to clean this up because it's disgusting, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a health hazard. It's right where kids are at. And you know, why? I mean, I would think if you were the maintenance guy at the school, you would want that cleaned up immediately. But I guarantee you probably go down there, it's still down there right now.
Wow. One of my boys who works downtown as a cop said they're all over downtown. Have you seen them in other places?
The only other place I've seen it is up on Smithfield. I haven't seen, you know, I haven't run into it anywhere else. But, you know, it seems like it's something that I don't know if it's just one person's going around and doing it.
I hope it's just one mentally ill idiot. Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, there's a problem downtown. I mean, with the amount of homeless that we have, and yes, there's not enough bathrooms down there. I know they tried to put those city porta pots out there, and that died real quickly. That didn't last very long at all.
Wow, one of my boys said they're all over Third Avenue. Third Avenue.
It's amazing. It's amazing that we can't get this city cleaned up, and we got the draft coming. You're going to have visitors all through town, walking through town, and this is what they're going to see.
Mm. Thanks, brother.
All right. Have a good one, Marty.
Wow. It's so vile. It's so low class. It's so disgusting. That, honestly, when he first sent it to me, I didn't believe it. But he's one of my boys, and he was right. That's why what happened was he sent me a picture. I said, that can't be downtown Pittsburgh. And I said, please do me a favor and shoot a video, and he did, and that's what we end up with. What should happen is public works should be out there right now. Right now. It's beyond belief to me that it's still there. Patrick, you describe to people where that is, please, downtown.
Yeah, if it's where I think it is, it's around 9th and Penn.
Yes. It's that charter school.
The charter school row.
Yep.
Urban Pathways.
Yep.
I think the Passport Academy's over there, too.
Yep. I was just there at that Barcelona wine bar. It's kind of in that area. By the way, I'm not blaming the kids. I find it disgusting that it's around a school and this is what kids have to see. And I find it absolutely vile that someone would do that in our city and they should be punished for it. I can't believe that someone, so if we say they're mentally ill, are they? So they're mentally ill and they have the wherewithal to make a sign and stick it in their crap? I don't think so.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I respect the fact that Corey works his ass off because he does. I'm talking about our new mayor. I saw him walking around downtown, pointing out lighting issues. I'm not dismissing that. But the elephant and or the elephants in the room are the issues we talk about on a regular basis on this show. If we are ever to succeed as a city, what we just discussed and what we just posted should never happen again. And by the way, this isn't newer news. I could take the mayor on a walk this morning and show him stretches of sidewalk all over town covered in human fecal matter. It seems to me that if I was the mayor, I would get Public Works and say, you clean this up every day. And then I would get the cops to say anyone that does this gets arrested and goes to jail. They have no choice. And for the morons making and placing the signs, I would find some way to charge them too. But think of this, where you're at in your life. Honestly, think of where you're at in your life if you are making signs, because someone had to make these. And then you say to your moron friend, let's go downtown and place these signs in piles of crap to make comments about Trump. It's disgusting. It's a sad commentary on the lives of losers who have nothing. That's their protest. I asked several city leaders about downtown. Big time business owners. And my friend, Aaron Stauber, who's a billionaire. And I say that because he is very optimistic about downtown and the administration with Cory O'Connor. However, to a man that I sat with and talked about downtown, it will never work until we get it cleaned up. I have been in New York 100 times. I have never seen people crapping on the street. Now, same with Chicago. Same with LA. Same with Dallas. New Orleans, a little bit. Has that smell all the time. Miami, no. My point is, there are cities that do it. LA, yes, massive problem. Massive. But do we want to be compared to these cities that are in a downward spiral? The mayor has to buy into, I get it, we need new lighting downtown, I get it. But at a real basic level, mayor, you have men and women urinating on the streets nightly and crapping on the streets nightly. At a real basic, rudimentary level, that has to stop. I have been to Mexico, and what astounded me, this is the truth, we went into these housing developments across the border, and they had, this is the truth, what struck me was they all had satellite dishes so they could watch television, but what they had was, I watched it with my own eyes in kind of the juxtaposition of this. They had, and I was reporting for NBC at the time, and they had ditches from in the house running to outside the house. And that was their sewage. They would crap in the house and wash it with water down this stupid drain that they cut in the mud, and it ended up on the street. That's what this looks like in Pittsburgh, a friggin' third world country. My buddy Barry sent me a video that he shot downtown on a simple walk. And in a 100-yard stretch, 30 piles of crap from people crapping in the streets. This isn't one incident. This isn't one day. This is the way it is. Look, you can have all the empathy you want, as I do, for the homeless and the mentally ill and the drug addicted. But as part of that empathy, do we buy into just let people crap in the streets? Because if that's our plan, we will fail miserably. You cannot accept this as okay. You can't. I could take the mayor to 30 different places right now, downtown, where people crap on the streets. And until that number is zero, Pittsburgh will not thrive. And the mayor is going to have to realize that and address that. Now, even though everybody else glosses over it and ignores it, and this disgusting video brings that home, it's absolutely ridiculous that we accept this as okay in our city.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I appreciate all of you tolerating my voice today. Now, the laryngitis I get probably once a year. I'm trying. My brother Anthony, what's up?
Hear me. Marty. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I just got a text from one of my friends about one of these leftist lunatics tomorrow decides they're going to come up to the Target. They're already going to have a little class for them on how to be disruptive. They're going to protest ICE, of course, and Target's so-called association with ICE. So they're going to, and they've even advised them to go into the store to cause trouble.
Whoa.
So I hope that the city knows ahead of time. If I got the flyer for one of my boys, I'm sure that the city is alert to this, because we can't have this nonsense that you've got these folks, these performative artists, yeah, who want to cause trouble because they just have to fit in with the other cities, even though we don't have an illegal immigration problem to that extent, or ICE. So this is just so fake,
wow,
and phony. It's honestly embarrassing.
Wow. Explain to folks who don't know the Target connection, Anthony.
I don't know of any Target connection with illegals or ICE. I just know it's here in East Liberty.
I'll tell you why. The director of ICE, who's in Minneapolis, him and his fellas did a walkthrough. They went nuts, Patrick, when he went. They went into Target, quite frankly.
Oh, insane.
Insane.
Harassed him all the way through.
All the way through. And so now they hate Target somehow.
Well, there's a little more, Marty. It's also that I guess Target supposedly has been letting the ICE folks use their public restrooms.
Their restrooms. That's not a little more. That's nothing. No one cares. But these morons, to Anthony's point, they go nuts. They go nuts. Hey, Anthony, hang on.
Yes.
Play the clip of what happened when the ICE, what's his name, Bovino? What is it?
Bovino.
Yeah, tried to get gas in a convenience store in Minneapolis. Listen to this, Anthony. Listen. It's insane.
ICE does not belong in this property at all. We do not support ICE. Get off of our property.
Crazy.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
You hear that, Anthony?
Yeah. I saw the video. It popped on my phone through, you know, one of those sites. I saw what's going on.
So the guy shows up to get gas, and 100 people with phones and whistles go nuts. Nuts. Why? What are we doing here?
Well, you know, because they have nothing better to do. I guess they don't work. I guess they don't go have families. I don't understand this young group of morons. I don't get it. And you know what? Thank goodness that the federal government has stepped in for those other crazies who decided to go marching into that Christian church and disrupt those folks' service. I just saw a couple of the ringleaders where they were let out on federal charges of the FACE Act. So they're going to be facing some very serious time in prison for what they've done. So if these folks like prison, they're going to face a lot of this around the country. Please, now you see why I told black folks, stay out of the nonsense.
But let me say
it's not our fight.
But let me say this. This Bovino guy, I watched him yesterday. He thinks he's General Patton.
Yeah, I saw.
Right? And he goes marching through and starts throwing gas canisters at these idiots, making it worse. You know what I'm saying?
Well, look, the Supreme Court has already, one of those courts, I think with the Third Circuit, said, hey, you can go in people's homes without a warrant.
See,
a lot of what's going on, I am disturbed by, but not for the removal of people who are illegally. The federal government has an obligation through Congress, through Title VIII, says this is what they are allowed to do. What these folks don't understand is why are they getting involved? I mean, if you're mad at anybody, it should be Biden and Harris, who allowed the influx of these folks without vetting. I mean, I'm not angry with the administration for doing their job. I'm upset with these lunatics who want to chase down the agents, because that's a dangerous situation. And you're going to find more people get hurt worse if they don't stop.
So fill me in. What do they plan to do in Pittsburgh at Target? What's the plan?
It's tomorrow at 2:00. I will be there on the other side telling all these limousine white liberals, why are you coming to our neighborhood causing trouble and trying to infiltrate and get black folks involved in your crazy nonsense, which I'm advising all black folks, stay out of it. It's not our fight.
And the plan is that you're hearing they're going to show up at the Target there in East Liberty.
Oh, yeah, but this group has told them to go inside, which is really a big mistake. They could be charged with trespassing. So I hope this group has bond money for a lot of them. But you know what? They already got their lunatic judges down there who will let them go anyway. So what's the point?
So they're trying to get some attention in Pittsburgh.
Yes, they're going to make, even though we don't have the issue
you
do around the country, they feel left out. They feel abandoned.
Idiots.
So they may go out and look for some people who are here illegally and bring them over so they can have them on camera.
Wow.
This is how sick these people are and desperate. It's really shameful. They're flying. They're driving in from Fox Chapel and all kind of other little areas to come over to East Liberty.
Wow.
That's sad. that these young folks, and some of them are old geezers, some old white ladies.
Oh yeah,
who should be sitting at home watching the young and the restless and the bold and the beautiful. They're out here causing a ruckus for nothing.
And I don't know if you pay attention, but Target has been struggling financially, and this will not help at all.
Yeah, well, that was from that other crazy boycott that some, because they got rid of their DEI right. programs, they fell abandoned by some of these other groups who've been paid off to do. I mean, it's really a sad. You know, I am so happy. I grew up during a time where people fought on real principle,
yeah.
like segregation. Right. And Jim Crow, right. We had real protests, for real meaningful protests, not this performative, crazy nonsense. These folks really, remember that term, you need to get a life?
Yeah.
That is what all these folks need, to get a life.
Big favor tomorrow. Shoot video for me, please, on your cell phone.
Okay, I'll take one of my sons up there with me to do it, because if I try to do it, it'll go all the way to Mars someday, gone where. All but right. Yeah, I'll try my best.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Bye.
That's not cool. Creating conflict where conflict doesn't exist. If you watch what's happened in Minneapolis, the ICE agents were using Target's bathroom, God forbid, to urinate. And somehow that was offensive to these left-wing idiots with cell phones and whistles. And if you're watching the video in the stream right now, all they did was use the damn bathroom and flush the toilet. And the freaks went berserk. And I mean berserk. It doesn't help that their leader, this Bovino guy, thinks he's Patton, pointing at people to move the hell out of the way, all bulked up, wearing makeup for interviews. But I'm not defending the actions of Pittsburghers with cell phones trying to start crap at Target tomorrow. Makes no sense at all to me. Moonlit Burger story. Sorry, my voice is failing. That Moonlit Burger story is amazing. That guy was flat broke. It's a true story. Lost his restaurant downtown during COVID. Wonderful, wonderful guy. Insane food, but COVID ruined it. True. This is a true story. Mortgage his house, all of his savings. Okay? So he decides during COVID to make hamburgers on Saturday nights out of Cafe Io, which is right in the heart of Mount Lebanon. Seriously, takeout only. And he starts making these smash burgers. And during COVID, on Saturday nights, he would make 600 hamburgers. I am not exaggerating. Out of COVID, Chuck Hamill who's one of the great men in this town, Chuck Hamill, funded and helped him start the first Moonlit Burger in Dormont. He works his ass off. They have four restaurants. And he survived and thrived. I've been countless times. The service is insane. The kindness, the pricing, the food is absolutely delicious. But more than anything else, it's a testament to a man who could have given up, literally. And now he has four Moonlit Burgers, and there's lines, and they're really cool places. And there are plans for a lot more. And he still works his ass off. And he still makes great food. And none of this happens if he doesn't have the fortitude to hang in there. And he doesn't have a great man like Chuck Hamill, who's an amazing, amazing man, to keep him afloat financially and to fund and partner with him as he expands. I believe the restaurant business is the hardest on earth because there's so many moving parts. And when you see a guy fail, and believe me, when his restaurant failed downtown, it was fantastic food. And he could have given up because he lost everything. Folks, he had his house, okay, tied to that restaurant to fail. Was flat ass broke. And picked himself up and thrives. And I love the story and I love the guy and I love the food. And God bless him. And Chuck Hamill, you're the man. Chuck Hamill is amazing. All right. You have the heart music, buddy? Play it, please. Patrick has a bit of a deviant mind, and he's also very creative. And since I can't talk, and he put the story together, explain what they're seeing, and explain the harp music. This story's wild.
Yeah, I had to add the harp music.
You did.
So I saw this on the Pittsburgh Public Safety Facebook page yesterday afternoon and went, oh my gosh. So apparently, and David reported on this earlier, man apparently stole a $30,000 harp from a home in Bethel Park. Somehow, some way, he ends up with the harp down at Point State Park. At some point, don't know if you got to tune in first, but he strips down to his skivvies and jumps into the river. Rescue crews have to come out. They did save the guy's life. If he'd been out there long, I mean, he could have died. But he is getting some mental help, and the harp has been recovered.
The harp weighs anywhere between 40 and 90 pounds.
$30,000 musical instrument.
Stole it from a house, dragged it in the snow and ice to the point. Took off most of his clothes and jumped in the water.
Oof.
My man is alive. Thank God.
Thank God somebody was there and saw it.
A young man witnessed it, called 911 and saved his life because he would have frozen to death or drowned or both.
He tried to help the guy.
He did.
Grabbed a stick, but by that point he, floated out too far. Wow.
I hope he's okay. I don't understand it. I'm guessing he probably doesn't. I hope he gets help. But the story itself is astounding. Before we go, play that clip one more time with Heather Abraham, please. This is the clip of the day. Heather Abraham on Pittsburgh Today Live with David talking about how much snow we're getting. Listen. Go ahead. Oh, we don't have it? How do we play it four times before? Oh. Oh. Hold on. We can facilitate that. Here we go.
monotony of winter and to have something that just like, we'll give you some excitement. How about 8 inches?
Then I'll leave you with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.